Recent research has found that head lice have mutated genetically to become resistant to most over-the-counter treatments. The news is creating some panic around a topic that already gives many people the creeps. But healthcare providers caution everybody to stay calm. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Health and Science Desk.
Schools are often seen as the place where lice infestations get their start, but Beth Maddy, president of the National Association of School Nurses, says that's not the case.
It's not a school issue, it's a community issue.
Maddy works in the Brandywine School District in Wilmington, Delaware. She says school usually just happens to be the place where lice are detected after a teacher sends a head-scratching kid to the nurse's office. Maddy says people also tend to vastly overestimate how quickly the insects spread.
Lice really aren't going anywhere. They've got a nice, comfortable little area, warm, with food on a head, and they're not jumping or flying or leaping or going anyplace else.
Lice can't survive very long away from a person's head.
So these are eggs, and these are little babies.
Eileen Steinberg is combing out lice and nits from the hair of 9-year-old Alyssa McCabe. Steinberg makes house calls for her business, the Center for Lice Control.
Over 95% of lice infestations come from head-to-head contact. A very small amount of lice comes from sharing brushes, hats, and helmets.
The nits, the eggs of lice, are glued to the hair shaft and don't move. So pregnant females on the loose are the only real cause for concern. Steinberg also checks Alyssa's family members and asks about friends she's had head-to-head contact with.
Me and my friend, yesterday we were doing our cheer, and at the end of the cheer we have to make a heart with our hands and put our heads together, so that might have been one of the ways she could have got it.
Steinberg has developed her own formula to suffocate lice. It's made with olive oil and a silicone. She combs out all of the nits, and then there's a follow-up in 6 days. Cleanup involves washing the bedding, cleaning brushes, and vacuuming. Nothing crazy. School nurse Beth Maddy says many schools overreact to lice, but they're not looking at the most current science.
Children do not need to go home if they have head lice. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten the message out.
She says sending kids home doesn't help lice from spreading, but results in missed days in school and lost work days for parents. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.